Welcome to the Brand Thomas podcast with Louise Duffy, the podcast which introduces you to the people behind the brands from the worlds of fashion, beauty and beyond. In today's podcast, I'm joined by the co-founder of Eleventy, Marco Baldessari. In 2007, Eleventy was established, a luxury label with a dedication to responsible, ethical fashion. And over the last 12 years, Marco, the creative director of menswear, together with his co-founder Paolo, the creative director of womenswear, have been reinterpreting classics with their own unique, modern approach, created exclusively with the very best Italian fabrics. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brand Thomas podcast. Welcome to the Brand Thomas podcast, and I'm joined by Marco. How are you? Welcome to Dublin, firstly.
I'm very well. I'm very excited to be here.
Yes.
And proud, of course, because it's so important to me to see where Eleventy is.
Yes.
And so I'm very happy and proud to be here.
Yes.
And I'm very fine, very well, even if I travel a lot, but all the time is a new challenge. Mm-hmm. So it's new energy and it's my job. I love what I do.
That's great. And we love what you do too. Eleventy is doing so well in Brand Thomas. Let's talk about this incredible label that you created. So it's 12 years ago and you set it up with your friend, Paolo.
Yes.
Childhood friend.
Yes.
So what was your hope at the very start, at the inception of the brand? What did you want to create?
Definitely we think that it's important that we can do something that we like in our life. So to start to have our own label. So we had the idea of this name, Eleventy, mm-hmm. which means elevate.
Yes.
Elevate yourself, elevate your mind, elevate your... Every day, try to do better what you did the day before. This is our philosophy. Never stop to increase ourselves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, many people, at the first success, they say, now I'm okay. This is the start of the disaster because mm-hmm. You have every day to update yourself, in my view. Mm-hmm. So we start with a small collection with no logo. So the concept, the philosophy is to wear people that they don't need to show off what they are wearing, so label, mm-hmm. But they need to wear something for themselves. So they need to know that the raw material is the best raw material. They need to know that the quality and the style is unique and is sophisticated, but they don't need to show off a label in the shirts, in the sweater, mm-hmm. or something else. Mm-hmm. Because our clients is understatement. So they don't need to show off.
Okay.
So the philosophy was that. Mm-hmm. And so we start with a small collection of polo shirts, mm-hmm. very clean, without any details, just special quality, top fabrics, and a special treatment in order to have something that you think it's a polo of 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because we give a lot of treatment, but all very natural.
So it's like that comfortable old shirt
exactly.
that you never wanted to say goodbye
exactly,
to.
Yeah. Exactly. But it looks like used.
Yeah.
So something of very sophisticated. And we start with this polo. But step by step, we understand that it's not enough, mm-hmm. one polo, because our mentality, my benchmark is to educate people that in their private life, mm-hmm. they're making something else. Mm-hmm. So we don't need only the polo, because if I give you the polo, but you are not able to combine the entire look, again, it's a disaster.
You need things to match it. Yes.
Exactly. So step by step, we start to create every single piece mm-hmm. of the men's wardrobe. Mm-hmm. So trousers, shoes, socks, jacket, in order to create the outfit for our clients.
Okay.
And this is Eleventy. Eleventy is not a jacket, is not a trousers. It's a kind of lifestyle, and we want to educate our clients through our sales team, which through our manager like James and all the team that work for us.
Yes.
Really, we work a lot on this.
Yeah.
Because it's so important. We can change the life of our clients. And it's something very serious, because when you look, when you feel better, your life is different.
Absolutely.
So we try really, even if you come in the store and you see something in the window, maybe a jacket, to educate you to look yourself with a different perspective. Mm-hmm. So we give you an outfit just to see you, not to push the sales, because it's not in our philosophy to push. But we try to educate.
Yeah.
If you know, you can appreciate something. So we try to describe exactly what you are seeing. We try to describe what's behind every single piece of the collection in a very few words. Of course, we can't take a guy's for one day. But in a very few times, we try to make you aware about the raw material, about how many hours we need to make a jacket, the trousers, the shirts, and something else. Mm-hmm. We believe in this, the experience.
And it's true when you say to elevate, because clothes do elevate you. They make you feel better. So you created a lot of opportunity in your life because you found something that you love to do and you get to work with your friend every day.
Exactly.
And so you started working together on the menswear label, but now you're the creative director of menswear and Paolo looks after
ladieswear.
So do you ever find opportunity now to collaborate creatively, or are they two separate divisions? Do they ever cross forces?
Let's say, because sometimes we have the same fabrics and the same idea. But, you know, the woman's collection is, of course, different from the men. So much more female. Mm. And so it's not easy now that we have a entire world to speak the same language.
Okay.
Anyway, the direction is the same, of course. So then the statement, the philosophy is the same. But now we understand, especially for the women's collection, that we need to be more female.
Yes.
That's why we are now working with Paolo. And Paolo is helped by a new stylist, which is a woman with a very important background. Mm-hmm. This, it's very important for the new collection of the women's of Eleventy. And we can really, I think, have a very good opportunity in order to have Paolo with the heritage of the company. And this woman, which is a woman, can understand better special detail because, you know, I am a man and I have prototypes. I try it on. I say, this is good, this is not good. I can have my opinion. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we need for sure now in this time a new energy.
Yes,
so Paolo now is together with this great
designer.
Yeah. And I'm sure we can have a very good opportunity for the future.
We'll see exciting changes in women's wear then. That's something to look out for. So let's talk about you then and your background. So, you know, you started this brand 12 years ago, but before that there was accountancy, there was fabric sourcing, you were a consultant.
Exactly. When I finished my school, I start with the agent. So I try to look at all the clients. I try to understand the market. But immediately, since I was every day to the clients, the company which I used to work for, they call me because they need to have feedback from the market.
Okay.
So I start like, make not a joke, but I start like an opportunity to start to see the fabrics, to see the style. So they call me, what do you think about the new collection? Because you every day you speak with the market, you speak with the clients, what they need, what they sell. And so I start like this, and day by day I understood that it's my passion to make maybe something for myself.
Okay.
So after many, many, many years, I decided one day, exactly 12 years ago, to create my own collection.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I say? That after 12 years, we can see now the label in the best department store worldwide.
Yes.
So it's a global brand. Even if it's a small company, slim company, it's a global company.
It's global, of course.
Because
so those that experience must have given you such a grounding, you know, and you obviously really, yourself and Paolo really knew what it was that you wanted to create, what you wanted to make to help elevate the man.
Exactly.
So there is a real commitment with Eleventy to source the very best fabrics, and there's a quality that is second to none, but yet it's still at a more reasonable price point than some of your counterparts. So how has that been possible when you're sourcing from, you know, the best agents in the world and in Italy, and down to the buttons and the tiny details? It's all sourced in Italy, but yet the price point is still reasonable.
Exactly. We decided to, the strategy was to invest everything on the product.
Yeah.
So of course now you don't see 11T ADV campaign mm-hmm. in every newspaper, in every magazine,
okay.
because we don't have the margin to cover advertising project and strategy and also invest on the product.
Everything goes into the product.
At the moment, everything is investing in the product.
Wow.
And ourselves, me, Paolo, James, all the team are very slim. And yeah. all of us are every day on the way.
Okay.
So, of course, if we have 10 managers, 10 people that work on, I mean, this cost, obviously, they have to go yeah. on the cost of the product. In this case, we are very slim. Of course, we... And so all the money that we save, we put on the brand, mm-hmm. on the product, and this make 11T a responsible luxury yes. brand. So I think, and I had a confirmation 2 days ago. I had a wonderful meeting with the CEO of Globus, which is another very important department store in Switzerland, and they wrote me a letter. 11T is the brand for the new generation.
Yes,
this make me very proud because, you know, he say this is the new luxury, it's yeah. the luxury for the new generation,
yes.
it's the future, it's the present and the future. So we believed a lot on this philosophy. Mm-hmm. So because we have a big project with this department store mm-hmm. and they told me, the CEO wrote me this letter and yeah. this made me really very, very proud and very happy.
Well, yeah, you should be proud because, you know, there is a constant conversation on sustainability now and responsible
exactly.
sourcing. But
exactly.
12 years ago, you were conscious of this and this was a decision that you made that, you know, the clothes are going to be ethically
exactly.
Responsible. And
exactly.
so tell me a little bit about your thought process, even 12 years ago, and how you were so aware.
When we start, we immediately think that we need to work in the direction of, we need to make nice clothes, mm-hmm. but good clothes.
Good clothes.
So in every day, we take care about our planet. So we don't want to use, for example, the chemical treatment. Mm-hmm. And even if you have to make some treatment, we don't want absolutely that the people, the partner that work for us, use some of them. Because mm-hmm. there is some treatment are very dangerous. We don't absolutely want this kind
so
of...
You
of
are aware on that
yes,
level of everything
yes.
that is coming into your products?
No, we don't want. We don't okay. want, absolutely.
Okay.
And that's why we have a very good selection of partner mm-hmm. That work for us. In the second, we work only in Italy, made in Italy. So as you can understand, it's a kilometer zero. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to transport between...
Uh-huh.
China
yeah.
or India or some other place.
But as businessmen, that must have been, you know, quite a big consideration because maybe you could have sourced elsewhere for less
exactly.
cost, but you're deciding to...
This is too easy. It's too easy.
Yeah.
The challenge is to show the best product at the mm-hmm. best price. This
okay.
is the challenge. Otherwise, it's easy. If you make in China, of course, it's less price.
Yeah.
But we want to sustain also Italian economy.
Okay.
So it's not only sustainable in terms of save the planet, but it's a philosophy. It's something that we are Italian guys. We want to protect our country. Mm-hmm. And also everybody knows that Italian made in Italy is a great additional
Absolutely.
Value.
Yeah.
So all the big French brand, luxury French brand produced in Italy, this means that Italy is obviously the an additional value.
Absolutely.
So I think that our dream is to and our benchmark is to bring Italian style, mm-hmm. made in Italy style, around the world.
Okay.
We know that made in Italy is a brand.
Yeah.
Also.
And Italian style is something that we've all looked at and all been, in such admiration of. Forever, but the Italian man has always dressed very well. Now in Ireland, it was difficult for a long time to marry a notion of masculinity with an interest in fashion. It kind of didn't sit well with the Irish man, and I'm speaking generally, of course, but it has started to change and Irish men are taking a lot more interest in fashion. So is this a change that you're noticing globally? Your brand is across the world. Is there a change in the interest that men have in fashion now?
I think that first of all, the news that now 11T is the first brand in the men's floor make me extremely happy.
So not and only are they interested in fashion, but they're interested in very good fashion. Then
exactly,
with 11T,
exactly.
Okay?
This means that 11T is not a famous label, so it's not for people that are fashion victim, but it's people that love to wear in a certain way. So it means that people here, in our small experience, they appreciate 11T. So it means that the island people is updating their style, of course. So this make me again very proud that 11T was is a part of this success of this upgrade of the island men.
Yes, so moving in the right direction.
Exactly. Anyway, I come just 2 hours ago, but we make a walk through for come here from the airport to the Brown Thomas.
And you like department store.
And we see. I mean, we meet people, but I can tell you that he's regular guy. I mean, not strange, but good, good. With a good style, of course, they are not maybe so stylish, but I mean, it's
keeping it together.
Yes, because I remember 25 years ago when I came here in Dublin one time, maybe after with the, an experience with the guys of the school, and I remember different
a different style,
exactly, different story.
So you spotted the improvements.
Different story, absolutely,
good,
absolutely.
Good. You've spoken before about how cities influence you, and you know you have been you travel a lot. Your brand is global, and now you've moved to the States. There is a new headquarters for 11T in New York.
Yes.
So you are experiencing the States a lot more. Has that affected you creatively? Then are you being influenced by, you know, what the style you're seeing in America is it having an impact?
In America, they take care a lot about the feeling.
Okay.
So, for example, I understood the market. This is very, very important that I visit any market. For example, they like a lot the lightweight.
Yes,
they enjoy a lot the touch. The feeling when they touch the clothes. Maybe in Italy we have a different culture.
Yeah.
For example, the typical Shetland, which I love, Shetland, which is typical of this area, because you know Scotland, England, you forgot to sell that in this Shetland in US.
Okay.
They ate this kind of
they
feeling.
They don't enjoy that feel.
They love only cashmere. Yeah. They love only something very soft.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is a stupid example, but it's something that is very important that you visit everywhere the market.
And understand the different customers.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know that they enjoy everything that is stretch.
Yeah.
Is successful.
So you've spoken to me today about how when you started, the logo wasn't important. It wasn't important for people to see 11T. It was important that they could recognize the quality of the clothes and the fit. So how do you get the name of the brand out there? I know that for female lines, influencers are very important. What is your considerations when you're thinking about how you market the brand?
Exactly. Good question. We believe that the style will be the future. Our style will be recognized now. Mm. It's recognized. When you make a window, 11T windows, people understand this is 11T.
Okay.
So my benchmark is to that people have to recognize 11T through the style and not because I put here a big logo.
Yes.
Anyway, since we need to update and to look what's happening around us. Mm-hmm. We have now, for the new collection, this is really new news, we have a small part of the collection, very few pieces, with the monogram.
Okay.
So, I mean, a kind of logo, but very, I mean, very discreet,
soft.
Very
yes.
soft.
Yeah.
But it's something that it's, because I need to see what's happening in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So now the streetwear is so important,
big
is
time.
So strong in the market. So 11T must to be coherence, and we have coherence and we make innovation, but always coherence with our style.
Okay.
But we cannot take care about what's happening in the market. Mm-hmm. So we have a small part with Monogram, which is very chic.
Yeah, but so it's very
elegant,
yeah.
chic, yeah. and remind for young consumer that maybe they want to have a caps, that they have a small something that make the caps more funny.
Yes.
But again, it's more recognized. But again, is a monogram, so it's not a logo.
Okay.
So it's something that you cannot understand, maybe.
Okay.
And but it's our philosophy again to recognize the style, and not to show off the label too much.
So it's an elegant approach, like the label
exactly.
itself, of course.
Exactly.
So then, in terms of the growth of the company, I know that you invited investment from a private equity firm a couple of years back. So it must be a big decision for yourself and Paolo to allow yes. that to happen. So what were your aims in the hope, you know, what way did you want to scale when you invited that investment?
Exactly.
You allow that investment.
Exactly, is 4 years ago, mm-hmm. we had the opportunity that a private equity fund make us a request mm-hmm. to invest in our company. Mm-hmm. And my question to myself, also the same question to Paolo, is, do you love the brand? Mm. Yes or not? If yes, we cannot go ahead without a financial yeah. partner, and also with a new human resource that can help and can support the brand for the develop in the world. So the answer was, if I love the brand, I need to open my capital,
allow it
to grow. Exactly, to a private equity that which give us the opportunity to grow. Mm-hmm. So they came in the company 4 years ago, and the turnover was 9 million euro. Mm-hmm. After 4 years, now we are 30 million euro.
So that worked.
this is a huge growing.
Absolutely.
And especially organic,
yeah.
Not, some grow.
And have they still allowed you the freedom to direct the company?
Exactly.
That's important.
They give us extremely loyalty,
yeah.
and they believe in us. They told us, and this makes me, again, very proud, this is not an operation. This is not a company that we can buy,
yeah.
because the size is too small. Mm-hmm. Is not very well organized, of course, because it's kind of familiar brand. But we trust in this dream. Mm-hmm. We trust in the person. And this make the private equity fund sometimes yeah. very human.
Yes.
No?
And I mean, they approached you because what you were doing was good. So it would be a shame
exactly.
if they
interfered. Exactly. They said... This is we love the story.
Yeah.
We love the heritage. We love this kind of people, mm-hmm. and that's why we invest, even if it's not the size of our investment, because yeah. the size of the investment of a private equity fund is totally different. Mm-hmm. I mean, but they made this. They are very happy. We make a briefing a few weeks ago,
yeah.
and they confirm they are very happy. They good. Don't want to sell the company. They won't go ahead.
Yeah.
They are very proud of the results and to see the Leventy label in every part of the world, from Switzerland, Germany, England, Ireland, Ireland.
So that allowed the move to the States then, I would assume, that
yes.
investment. So
yes.
2 years later than 2 years ago.
After 2 years, yeah. we made a joint venture in US mm-hmm. with two partners. One is a financial partner and another guy is operation guys.
Yeah.
And so we are very happy because now in the U.S. We are doing a great job.
Good.
And the United and U.S. market is very important.
Yes.
Also for the value of the company, mm-hmm. you know.
So what's next then for the company? So the last 4 years particularly has seen huge growth. What's the next thing you'd like to achieve? You know, you say you want to elevate and you want to improve
exactly.
every day.
The strategy in my mind now is to develop the business in two ways. Mm-hmm. One is to increase our shopping shop in mm-hmm. the department store.
Okay.
For example, we have now one shopping shop here mm-hmm. in Selfridges. I hope we can have many more, mm-hmm. but only in the luxury arena and only in the best department store.
Okay.
Because in our strategy, the positioning of the brand is extremely important.
Yes.
We understood that if we are in the luxury arena, the successful of the brand is guaranteed.
Okay. So do you have to restrain yourself then? Do you have to reject offers to be in
yes.
a particular store?
Yes, many times we say no.
Okay.
But it's not no because we want to be arrogant.
It's brand positioning.
Because if we say yes, we make something bad for you and for us.
Okay.
Because you cannot sell 11T. You need to be to have the physical role to sell 11T.
Yeah.
If 11T is next to luxury arena, because if it is in the luxury arena, the people that visit this area, they understand the quality. They are ready to invest 1,000 euro for a jacket.
Okay.
And everything is fine.
Okay.
If you put this jacket in a different area, it's expensive because the people that go through this area, maybe they are looking for a jacket of 200 euro.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you have a great collection, the people that go in this area, they can understand, but not because they are stupid, because maybe they cannot afford this exactly, this kind of...
So tell me then, if there's an Irish gent and he's coming to Brand Palmas and he's introduced to 11T for the first time. Now, I know you said it's not just about one piece, it's about the entire outfit and feeling like, you know, elevating yourself with the clothing of 11T.
Yes.
But if it was one piece?
One piece, I give you the jacket.
The jacket. They need the jacket.
Because our jacket we call Magic Jacket.
The Magic Jacket.
We have one jacket, which is our iconic piece and also is the opening price jacket is a laser cut jacket in jersey flannel, which is a stretch. You can travel, you can put the jacket in the backpack and you don't need the iron.
Okay.
And it's always perfect. So I would like to introduce to a new consumer, new clients, they can suggest him this jacket.
Okay.
Because this is you can wear for the free times, you can wear for the business every times. And it's extremely comfort and very good price.
Okay.
So it's just to come in the brand. And then when you try, when you try something that is very good, you cannot come back.
Exactly. So Irishmen need the magic jacket.
Exactly.
Okay.
So magic jacket, I think, is the first step to start to introduce the brand to a new consumer, clients. And then step by step, of course, we can try to educate the consumer to combine in a certain way.
Brilliant.
My idea is always to have some sartorial piece with some casual piece.
Okay.
For example, I'm wearing a double breast tailor jacket with a denim.
Okay.
So I don't like to have everything's perfect.
Okay.
Everything's perfect is too formal. You looks maybe you feel too old.
Mm.
So I enjoy to make our clients a little more young.
To mix it up.
Exactly, mixing up.
Great. Well, listen, Marco, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. And we're so happy 11T is here in Brand Palmas. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Palmas podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure to share and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And follow us on Official Brand Palmas on Instagram for more updates.